Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This week, after yet another positive U.S. Supreme Court decision, came the moment we've been waiting for decades. Our chance to move the United States Supreme Court from a leaning activist majority to a solid constructionist majority. This summer, in decision after decision, the court has sided with conservatives. It began with Jack Phillips in the Masterpiece Cake case, which then led to a positive outcome in the case of Washington florist Baronelle Stutzman. And finally, this week, we were handed a huge victory in the Janus case on union dues out of Illinois. The next big shoe to drop will be the NIFLA case out of California, where pro-life pregnancy centers are being forced to advertise abortions. The Montana Family Foundation filed an amicus brief in that case, and of all the cases this session, it's the one that we feel most confident will win. That prediction was strengthened when we won the Masterpiece case because both cases involve compelled speech and compelled action as it relates to religious freedom. All of these wins has left those on the left in shock, especially this week's decision holding that government workers who are represented by a union but choose not to join do not have to pay the cost of collective bargaining. According to the plaintiff, those mandatory dues are an infringement on free speech because they're often used to subsidize private speech on matters of substantial public concern. Think lobbying by the teachers' union, which has a huge impact every time the legislature meets. The widespread belief by everyone involved is that public sector unions will see a huge drop in revenue. As we analyze each of these decisions, we see that the common thread running through them was a yes vote by Justice Kennedy, the court's solitary swing vote. Of the other eight justices, four are seen as predictably liberal and four as predictably constructionist. So what would it feel like to see this judicial winning streak continue? It appears we may soon find out, since Justice Kennedy has just announced he will resign at the end of July. With his announcement, what had been moans from the left over the loss of some key court cases quickly rose to the level of wailing and gnashing of teeth as they saw their tenuous hold on the court slipping away. No more positive 5-4 decisions on controversial cases such as Obamacare and same-sex marriage. Even more scary for our friends on the left is the probable departure of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the near future. These two appointments would allow President Trump to lock in a constructionist court for the foreseeable future. As conservatives, we're not looking to replace liberal activist judges with conservative activist judges. We want to replace liberal activist judges with strict constitutional constructionists. We want the court to stop amending the Constitution by judicial fiat. If it's not in the Constitution, don't pretend that it is with a court ruling. As I said last month, this particular confirmation will be a battle royale on Capitol Hill, and it's the battle we've all been waiting for. In a very real sense, it's our chance to stop what former U.S. Supreme Court nominee Robert Bork called the slouch toward Gomorrah. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.